Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
All right, 5 o'clock. Good to have you with us. We are going to make Tiger baseball a priority tomorrow. They are three out. I've got a full presentation for you, and we're going to let them play the rocks tonight, and then we'll get into it tomorrow because it is it's incredible when you dig into the data because there's just nothing would point towards this. Now, it does help that the Royals and Twins have taken turns just clown-carring the last month, but here we are. So we'll go through it. But what I want to bring up here, guys, I have to ambush you briefly. I had an idea. I had a Lions topic prepared, but I think I can simplify this. And Rico has to just sit for one moment. And I need to talk to David and Kenny and the people for a minute. And then Rico can weigh in.
Am I turning my mic off?
No, it's not serious. Did last night's game give anybody pause? Look, I said Friday, I think the Lions will win the Super Bowl. I stand by it. I believe it in my heart. I think they're going to win this thing, and I think they're really, really good, and I think they're on the ascension. But last night, the 49ers opened their season with no Christian McCaffrey, a guy from Lowe's tile department at running back, and they didn't just beat the Jets. They didn't just beat them badly. They emasculated. 8 straight scoring drives against arguably the league's best defense. They bodied them. Whatever they wanted to do on the ground and in the air, they did. Clown car. Hey, you may not think the Jets are any good. Maybe some of you had them as a borderline Super Bowl team. The one thing we all agree on is it's week one. We don't want to go crazy. It's why I use the term pause. We here locally believe, largely, the Lions are the best team in the NFC. That they will supplant the Niners this year. Did last night's Monday Night Football game give anybody pause? Because I will tell you, I watched the game with some raised eyebrows. I did. You don't just do that to good NFL teams. We sat here and glazed the Lions' donut based on them doing it to the Rams in overtime. One drive. The Niners did it all night long. 8 straight scoring drives and bodied him. 27 carries for a buck 48 for a guy who was hawking pizzas last week. And by the way, Aaron Rodgers didn't even play the whole fourth quarter. That's how bad the game was. They went to the bullpen for Tyrod. So I wanted to know, safe space. No one's sad and mad if you say, hey, gave me a little pause. I admit to you, I was pausing. That was scary last night. No CMC, and the game plan doesn't change, and you blew the Jets off the ball. 248-539-9797. Let's start with our resident engine block wearing nutbag, Kenny. Did it give you pause, Kenneth?
So this is what the Niners can do to teams. This wasn't a surprise in terms of, hey, they can be a really scary offense. Now, it's the Jets. You can say that their defense wasn't great, and it wasn't. But did it give me pause? Not really, because I think I knew that the Niners could do that. So I guess my opinion of it hasn't really changed.
Well, let me frame it this way for you. Trent Williams was on a beach last week. He hasn't even practiced. He rolled in and looked like he was in December form. They did not have Christian McCaffrey.
does not exist.
Can I add to that?
I do whatever you want.
Privilege.
You're
bastard.
Gonna yell at me now, right?
No, I'm just gonna add to your argument.
No. No Greenlaw. No Hufanga, the safety. Gross Matos wasn't there. First round draft pick got shot. And Ayuk and Trent were set out training camp.
And
no Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah. Guy from Tile Isle. And you destroyed the New York Jets, who are a playoff caliber. That game looked distinctly different than the Giants. Excuse me, than the Lions. Please. Kids playing in the neighborhood looks different than the Giants. It gave me a little pause. I just wanted to talk.
I'll say this, Mike, if I'm allowed.
Yes.
It's week one.
I know.
Thank you.
It's week one.
Oh, it's week one. The privileged twins, from you to the guy whose team doesn't score an offensive touchdown but goes on the road and wins against a playoff team. Right, David?
Rieger and Wojo up next. I'm opting out of this conversation.
What is it like?
There is nothing that I can say, David.
How can I be considered privileged?
Your team didn't score an offensive touchdown. Your nutcase quarterback who was ruled out of the game, still dressed up in full uniform for the game. Did you guys read that?
No. Oh, that was the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
I'm just asking. Are we considering the Lions still number one in the NFC, or can we go 1-1A? That made me a little nervous.
I'll say this, and there's three teams. Lions, Niners, Eagles. Those are your three teams.
Packers have to be downgraded because we don't know when Jordan Love's coming back.
So you're probably with Jordan Love's injury, the division should be yours without something horrific happening here in Detroit, which I don't think is going to happen. But it still boils down to those three teams. Now, where you want to rank those three teams, that's your preference. But I think that the NFC representative will come from either Detroit, San Francisco, or Philly.
I think we're going to feel a lot better next week because I do think the Bucs, and again, this is not a shot at the Lions, guys. I shoot you straight. They're coming in here. Their whole secondary's dead. Winfield's hurt. Two corners are hurt. Wrong place to be coming this week with a banged-up secondary where you don't have an all-pro safety who's out in Antoine Winfield Jr. and two of their corners dead. Oh, and you're coming here? Let me help you with your preview. Oh, and DJ Reader's healthy? Oh, and the passing game is going to get its timing back? I mean, I love the Lions this week. I want to hear from the masses. Did Monday night football?
Even a 6.5 doesn't scare you away?
Not at all. Okay. Not at all. To the moon. I mean it. I really think the Bucs are in a whole lot of trouble, which you hate to see. 248-539-9797. David, the early returns on the ticket text, or you want to make fun of me more?
I do want to make fun of you more because I'm with Rico. It's week one.
I can't be impressed at what they did to the Jets. They bodied them.
I don't think the Jets are a good team.
That's the thing. While I am one that put them in my playoffs, it's all over the place with the Jets. They could make it. They could be good. They could be horrible.
Horrible?
So we don't. Yes.
David, you know what the Jets are to me? They're the NFL version of Colorado Buffaloes. They get a lot of hype, and I don't know why. I guess it's because of Aaron Rodgers. But when you really look at this, and I like Sauce Gardner. I don't even know why he was out of the game last night.
Oh, just ask Lisa Salters. Oh, wait, she didn't ask out of the halftime. Didn't ask the coach the question.
But it's the Jets, and they did exactly what the Jets do.
You've worked with me for too long now. See, now you're talking like me about the Jets.
Well, because here's the thing, and we just talked about it in the football today. They're being careful with Cousins because of the Achilles. Aaron Rodgers is older. So I don't know how he's going to look all year coming off an Achilles.
Let me say this.
I know what you're about to say,
because,
though, Mike.
And everybody listen, because this is positive. Lions played a better team.
Right.
When you play better teams, the score is a lot closer. So if you're a Lions fan, you shouldn't be that worried because you played the Rams. Okay, and the Rams came in here, and they were down players, but that was still Stafford, and they came up with a game plan to negate your defense.
Wait a minute, stop the clock. The Rams came into the game down their starting tackles, plural. Lose left tackle backup mid-game, lose left guard mid-game, and Puka Nacua dies in the second quarter. That is not a better team than the Jets.
That's still a better team than the Jets.
Oh, and by the way, the Jets got to play the Niners without CMC and Bobby Babunga or whatever the hell his name is and Greenlaw. And my first round pick got shot. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Half your team could get shot. You're still amazing.
And a couple defensive linemen.
The point I'm making is it gave me some pause, okay?
Yeah, I'm not going to pause yet.
When you can line up in garbage can, allegedly one of the best defenses in the league, 8 straight scoring drives in week one, while we were over here sweating our balls off, worried.
Can we get a little respect on Ricky Pearsall's name? He got shot.
And he's going to be fine, and it was terrible. I'm making the point.
I know.
Tongue in cheek.
Yeah,
like,
I got
half your team could disappear and go on the TV show Survivor. It doesn't matter.
It was still a better team, plus Stafford. Look, Mike, there was a revenge factor, whether he wants to admit it or not. He went out and played a lot harder because he wanted to beat Detroit in Detroit because they put him out of the playoffs.
248-539-9797. Did Monday Night Football give us any pause on the Fansville hype train that is the Lions? And if your answer is no, I'm not mad at you. But I'm not going to lie to my audience and tell you that it didn't give me pause watching it where I went, oh, dear God, they're doing this again. No. All of the noise, all the distraction, nobody at training camp. Trent Williams played the game in a bathing suit last night. Looked like Orlando Pace. Like, CMC's dead. I don't even know who Jordan Mason is. Oh, 27 for 148. Hey, look.
And a touchdown.
Debo's in the... You shut your mouth. Stand. 248-539-9797. I wanted to ask the question. Tiger Talk's going to be tomorrow. Today, we settle all accounts with football. David, we'll go ticket text. We'll get callers next. 97-1. Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Straight to the phones. We're going to get to Tiger baseball tomorrow because we're 3 games out. We told you if they got the 3 games out, we would re-engage with it. I've got a full presentation. Tomorrow will be very Tigers heavy. But I've asked, has Monday Night Football given us a little pause?
Mike, I just want to let you know, Jordan Mason had a great game last night. He makes, for the year, $985,000. Christian McCaffrey's game check, $940,000. So just
to the people. We go to Steve at 97.1. Stevie, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great after Monday night. I'm a local Niners fan as well, Rico, so I'm with you on this.
So talk to me. So obviously, this wouldn't apply to you. You've had the confidence. You've maintained your confidence. That was an incredible performance, Steve. It really was.
Yeah, I was impressed by Jordan Mason coming from the title shop, as you say.
And I'll tell you, look, if that kid's going to run that physical, that hard, that's a way you can keep CMC fresher later in the year. That kid looked very real to me.
Yeah, and Rico forgot to leave out. Our weak point was supposed to be our O-line, and after last night, I'd say it's right there with the D-line.
If you're manhandling Quinnen Williams and that front the way you did, I was speechless, honestly. It was incredible, Steve.
And before you let me go, real quick, we should have been in the 40s, but Brandon Ayuk decided to go play Bachelor and swipe right on everybody, and then he dropped touchdown pass last night.
Yeah, God, you're going to make me compliment Brock Purdy. The ball was perfect. It was right in his hands. You're right. It was a beautiful BCB, throw.
Hey, did you know he was 18-4 as a starter?
What'd you say?
You know he was 18-4 as a starter.
Say that in my good ear. So, David, let's go to Ben, 97.1. Ben, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys.
Ben,
hey.
What's up?
Just want to give my thoughts. I feel like the pause level did not change with the Niners game. More so, maybe the Lions' performance on Sunday night. I think the Jets pretty much rolled over by halftime there, and they are certainly not a team to judge others. They are not a playoff team. I don't think their defense is as good as people believe it's going to was from last year. Niners had their number, right? Robert Saleh was he their defensive coordinator before?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that sums it up.
You know, Ben, you might end up being right. And look, I think had the Lions, like, for instance, if the Lions play the way I think they're going to play Sunday, but they did that on open, nothing would have changed my mind. You're right in that sense. I was just shocked watching that last night and going, wait, they're just lining up and bombing the Jets. 8 straight scoring drives. I'm like, oh, my God, this team again after the offseason they had? That it was just, I can't lie to you and tell you I wasn't like, oh boy, uh-oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's an NFL caliber team, no matter what.
Yeah.
But,
it just feels destined that these two are going to meet in the playoffs again. It feels like a collision course.
But you know what the funny thing is? And maybe it's because I've watched too much Lions. It was the 4th-and-1 on the 8, deep in the red zone. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, you go for this.
Oh, you've been Campbelled.
Right. And then all of a sudden, Jake! And we're kicking field goals. Like, they kick 5. Like, you're not even going to think about going for it? No. Okay.
I think last night, the way your defense was playing and the fact that you were going on these long, controlled, successful drives, just keep adding points. I don't think there was any pathway to the Jets ever getting within one score.
I'm just saying, maybe I've been Campbellized.
It's possible.
Yes, I'm thinking, it's 4th-and-1. You go for this. No. Field goal.
Let's go to Marwan, 97.1. What's up, Mar? How you doing?
Hey, Mike. How you doing, man? I'm here with my 11-year-old boy, James.
What's up, Mike?
What's up?
So both of us thought that there was definitely a little bit of pause yesterday. I mean, watching that O-line for San Francisco work the Jets, who aren't too shabby themselves, was really impressive. I mean, even from not just the O-line, but watching Samuel and Kittle block and just opening up those holes for Mason, I mean, that was ridiculous. That was ridiculous. The only thing that made me feel better, and Rico just kind of touched on it a little bit, was that, 8 scoring drives, but I think they kicked like 5 or 6 field goals. So that made me feel a little bit better that they couldn't punch it in. But, man, very, very impressive, and, just looking forward to seeing what the Lions and them do going forward here.
Marv, you're one of the OGs, and you know I mean it when I say it. You're one of the people I think about when I talk about how bad I want this team to get this done. I want you at a parade. It needs to happen.
You and me both, my friend. I got you.
I appreciate it. You got it, Marv. Good to talk to you, brother. Whoa, what's the issue there?
He said his 11-year-old was there, so I just want to say hi.
What is happening?
I'm just having a
Daddy?
Sorry.
Yeah, he's basically.
Have Daddy, a conversation
what's
now.
What's that, Daddy?
David.
Wow.
And I'm the pastor.
Marwan is royalty. He's one of the OG
he's a good guy.
Lions fans.
He's
a fabulous
guy.
Human being.
I'm happy for him. The Lions are winning.
God. David,
I would never, okay?
Oh, shut up, Kenny. Shut up now.
He's got his 11-year-old in the car. Okay, then.
I'm so sorry.
Can we please? Jeez.
be the last time he ever listens to the radio with his kid.
No, no, please don't do that.
All right, let's get to the people. First, David, couple of ticket texts. Did Monday Night Football give any of us any pause as the depleted Niners destroyed the Jets? Jordan Mason.
No pause. Jets had several third down defensive penalties that extended drives for San Francisco. A couple were extremely questionable calls, too, so no.
All right.
Not worried.
Let's blame the refs.
I'm not pausing. We are young, faster, and hungrier than the fraudy Niners.
Ooh. All right. Okay.
I'm not concerned. The Jets embodied their fearless leader, AR-12, and scurried their way back into the darkness retreat.
You hate to see it.
I need to see more. I'm not sold on the Jets yet. They get the most hype of any team. You know, the Rams are a playoff team. If the 49ers blow them out, then I'm worried. David in New Baltimore.
I don't know if the Rams are going to be a playoff team sitting at 0-2 when they lose to Arizona this week.
Yep.
Think so?
I do. Their injuries are real. Mm. Look, Puka Nacua, is he a top 20 player in football?
Arizona can't finish, though. So.
Okay, but
I got you.
Time out. The other thing is that offensive line is a non-negotiable. If you are down three tackles plus a guard, and I've got AJR Curry at left tackle, what?
Fair.
But you're right. The Cardinals look amazing in the first half, and then Kenny Cott in the second.
You want to make money. Wait till they take the lead.
And then live bet against
the
them.
Money line on the other team. It'll be like plus 500. You'll thank me later.
He's not wrong, guys. He's not. Go ahead, David.
One more here says, it's very difficult to convince Lions fans that good teams exist outside of Detroit. No one is worried.
Noted. Go to Scott, 97.1. Scotty, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on? Just to kind of continue with the theme here, I've got my 12-year-old daughter in here listening to you guys. So
oh, dear. All right.
Whatever insults you want to use.
Nope. I blame David.
So here's my question. I was having a debate the other day. I thought that the Kansas City Chiefs went on the road and beat every team that they played and then had one home game. Is that correct? Last year when they won the Super Bowl.
No, you're being funny, right?
I'm sorry. I'm just kind of making sure because if I'm looking like a goofball, that's okay. But I thought that they didn't. I thought they went into a Baltimore and beat them before they had the chance to come out and finally do what they had to do.
Oh, in the playoffs, and yes. They had a home game. Yeah. They did have a home game.
So I was wrong in that argument. So, but I was telling them, I said, if the Lions can become like that, I don't worry about what the 49ers did last night to the Jets because if they can go into somebody's house and spank them, I think they've really got a chance to go ahead and do and take it all the way and give Mike the parade that he wants to celebrate with.
That's it, man. Listen, no fan base football deserves it more than you guys. And honestly, I can't bear to have Rico happy. So really, it's just a win-win in my world.
Wow.
But here's the thing. Scotty, I think it is critical to get San Francisco here. What?
Oh, I agree completely with that, yes.
Hold on, Scott. You mean the guy who really wanted your Celtics to win it all, and I wanted you there.
We didn't need your support.
I wanted you there to see the parade and the confetti and all of that.
Listen,
I can't be happy.
It's about Scott. It's about Marwan. It's about Detroit. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't help you.
Oh, my God. All right, on that note, well, my 12-year-old, she was looking for some insults to use against the kids at school, but alas, it didn't work that way.
You know what, David? Give her some insults. Go ahead.
Nope. No. Scott's too classy. And David has learned his lesson. What he did when people have their children in the car, a disgrace to play drops such as, I don't know. Right. See, you can't do that stuff.
Okay. I just gave you don't want me happy.
Listen,
I
choose
beg you.
Choose anything else.
Go
just
and
choose.
See the Celtics in game 5.
I did. It was great. Choose anything else. It just can't be the Niners.
Just can't be me happy.
No, it can't be at the cost of my people. It can't be at the cost of the Lions fans. Choose anything else.
I'm all for the Lions having their parade, but the fact that you singled me out.
Because you're the
only one. Him happy.
I don't associate with Niners fans. You're the singular Niners fan in my life. I can't have it. I can't have it.
What would Big G say?
You know, he's too nice. To hell with him. That's really weird. That you know, I don't want to hear from it. He can go watch the Giants all year. Enjoy that. Let's go over to Sean, 97.1. Sean, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, Sean. How are you,
Sean? I'm good. Not concerned. If anything, I'm even more excited. I'm glad the Niners look good. But here's my point about the two differences in the games. Playing against the Rams, that was more of an emotional game where both teams were playing hard because the Rams wanted to beat Detroit for Matt Stafford because they got kicked out of the playoffs last year, versus the 49ers playing a team where they just got their quarterback back. And, you know, I was watching the game. I was like, okay, whatever. I started scrolling through TikTok to pass the time. But, having a run game slows defenses down. Yeah, you might look good in the beginning, but when you're pounding, getting 4 and 5 yards a carry, you know, that starts to slow that defense down. And that's the confidence that I have with our guys. Yes, their running back looked good. And McCaffrey, if he's banged up now, and I wish nothing on any players, I wish no injury. I hated to see Jordan Love go down because I'm like, look, we want to compete against the best. But if he's banged up now, he might be banged up a little later.
All right. Sean, you're too classy, so let me be the villain. I don't give an F about Christian McCaffrey. I don't care if he plays it down this year. Jordan Love? Hate to see a long recovery. I don't care. Your team has never won Bupkis. I do not care. I don't care if it's like the Pistons in 04 that every team you played, everyone's dead. I don't care.
Take it any way you can.
Daddy, please. You haven't earned the right to do the Ric Flair. Be the best. Beat the best. Stop. Oh, the Packers quarterback is out? Let me tell you. Hate to say it. Oh, the Buccaneers are coming here with nobody healthy in their secondary? Too bad. Well, don't care.
No, because here's where you're correct. Because if anything happens to the Lions players,
sorry for you.
They're not going to give you you were missing your quarterback or you were missing your tight end.
Yeah, I don't want anything real bad to happen to anybody. But, you know, if you had diarrhea the night before the game and you can't play, you hate to see it.
The eye drops.
I don't care. David, I'm sorry, but like...
Oh, it's fine. I get it.
No one ever remembers a, quote, impressive Super Bowl run versus an easy one. No one cares. Win. Oh, do you think 10 years from now, anyone's going to recognize the Celtics got a pretty easy run to the NBA Finals this year? No.
I will. Just out of spite.
Look. Okay. Fair.
He is the receipts king.
That's true. Rico will drop one of those receipts on my gravestone. You had it easy in the ECF. Drop it.
No. We're chiseling that in there.
Sounds like another one of your trips to the dentist.
Oh, boy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.